Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I just want to remind you, we still have our $10 challenge. $10 challenge. If you would like to help us out, you can. We're just looking for $10 a month to help save America and also to help save India. And $10 a month will help us to get that done. If you can go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can send a check. Do it the old-fashioned way. Faith Harvest Church. That's Faith Harvest Church. And that's P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. You can check out our India ministry at CG4i.com. That's CG4i.com. And also be sure and check out our website. Get signed up over there for our emails. Lots of stuff going on. First hour, we got a couple of things out for you. In the first hour, we started out with Naomi Wolf, and she has a brand new blog up, Dear Friends, Sorry to Announce a Genocide. And that letter is up at my blog at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. If you're signed up, you got it in your email box. And then we also went ahead and put out again Dr. James Thorpe's letter to the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology with his findings with regards to pregnant women losing their babies because of the forced injection. So we kicked it off with that. And then Matt Long and I got into a conversation, and you may have heard about it, but relative to the mandates coming down, vax mandates on our military. Chaps was here on Friday. We had broke that story last month here on Chosen Generation Radio about the fact that the United States Air Force Academy was kicking out cadets who were asking for a religious exemption. And now the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has made that a blanket statement. If you want a religious exemption and you are in the United States military, you will be removed from duty. They have already booted out. I believe it's, let me see, I've got a number here. Give me 1 second. I'll pull that up for you. Nope, different page. The page that is trapped. There we go. So 32 Top Gun pilots were unceremoniously relieved of duty. 32 of them. 13 cadets, 3 seniors have to repay $165,000, 4,000 service members, and 24,000 religious exemptions were rejected, and they are in the process of discharging 24,000 members of the service, and they consider them, by the way, to be domestic terrorists. They're a danger to the country, you know, those of us that won't take the vaccine, those of us that believe in, well, the Bible and God and the Constitution, like my next guest and good friend. He is one of the originators of enemies within the church. And I want to welcome Trevor Loudon to the program. Trevor, welcome. Good to have you. Oh, wait.
Mr. Greg, good to catch up.
It's great to have you and good to catch up with you as well, sir. So first of all, I just want to tell you, folks, and I've been pushing this because folks really need to go and see this. I've got enemieswithinthechurch.com, so you can go. You need to go and you need to support it. There's a pastor that showed this in his service to his congregants, and so he has this up on YouTube as well. We did this with 2,000 Mules. They asked us to go ahead and record and share that recording because they want everybody to know what's going on. But I encourage people, yes, watch it here, but make a donation, support the cause, because there's a lot more work to do when it comes to this situation. So enemieswithinthechurch.com, you can go there, you can purchase and buy it and watch it online. You can get a DVD. They have a group rate program as well. I really encourage you to support what they're doing because they had to go all in on this, and we need to get behind them. Trevor, tell me, you've talked about this. Matter of fact, you and I met because of this film, and it was at your event, and I want to say it was at Value Voter Summit, where I got introduced to Phil Haney for the first time. You remember that?
Well, that's right. That's a few years ago. That may have been the first movie, Enemies with Him, I think.
Okay.
And then we've done Enemies with Him, and then we've done Enemies with Him, the Church.
Ah, that's what it was.
The Enemies in the Government.
Right,
the
okay.
The one's about the Church.
Okay, yep, that was it. It was the Enemies within, which is talking about enemies within the government, and that's how Phil and I came to be, you know, really good friends, and actually I'm the pastor that talked to him and texted with him. I still got those texts and prayed with him and his sister Diane. She and I are still in very close contact and have become good friends.
Right.
But before they killed him. 2 days before
they killed him. Yeah, well, he's been dead over 2 years now and found dead at the side of a road in California. The FBI has just said it was suicide, but they took 2 years to make that determination, and they talked about suicide boats, etc., none of which anybody had ever heard of until then,
right.
Not even the family, I believe, and I stand to be corrected on that. But Yeah, Phil was in both of our movies, Enemies Within the Church and Enemies Within. He's a former Department of Homeland Security whistleblower. Now, he was a terrorist hunter.
Yep.
And he found many terrorists, but that was bad. And he was punished for doing that. And, you know, he was ready to resume his career in Department of Homeland Security. He had a new book coming out, and he was found dead at the side of the road. So we put a memorial to him at the end of our Enemies Within the Church movie because he's been such a great friend to us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, and so you from Enemies Within, then you went to looking at the church. We've known there's issues in the church, but one of the comments that I just recently got from my friend Don Jans, that's on with me on Fridays, who has studied communism and Marxism and been to those countries, and I mean he's a real expert in that particular realm. And he messaged me by email, and he said, you know, I knew that we had a problem, but he said, I had no idea it was this bad. When this filming began, did you already have the conclusion that it was going to be as bad as what you found?
No, it wasn't. See, I was brought into this project really for my knowledge of Marxism, and I knew historically there'd been a major communist penetration of the mainstream churches going back to the 1920s or even earlier, and obviously the Catholic Church has got its big problems now with the Marxist Pope and many left-wing cardinals and bishops, many of them. But I didn't realize the extent of the penetration of the evangelical movement and the Southern Baptists. That surprised me how deep it's gone. But it shouldn't have, because, you know, logically, if the left has control of Hollywood and the unions and the Democratic Party and the universities and the media and the mainstream churches, they would want to get hold of the Baptists and the evangelicals, because they are the crazy people who went out and voted for Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump and set the left-wing agenda back for years. So it just makes sense that the radical left, the communists, would try and get inside the Baptist and the evangelical movement. And unfortunately, they've succeeded to a horrific degree.
Talk to me now. When we say that, you know, Marxism has made its way within the church, there's tentacles of it and particular, I don't know, subtle twists that they use. What are some of the more subtle means that they've used to infiltrate the church? And get, because I saw so many of these pastors that you just would go, why, do you realize what you're saying? That kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, we've heard the famous, you know, the woke pastors, the woke church. Wokeism is Marxism, but a lot of the woke pastors don't make that connection. See, that what the communists did, they used a lot of Maoist stuff. They, you know, white privilege is a big concept in many churches now. Mm-hmm. You know, that privilege, that concept was invented by two Communist Party members, Ted Allen and Noel Ignatiev, to basically guilt out people, to basically cause division in the way that, see, the original communists used class to cause division. You know, the rich versus the poor. But that doesn't work very well in America because class is very socially mobile here. Mm-hmm. So they use race. So instead of the oppressed classes,
right, the bourgeois, the bourgeois and the proletarian and all that language.
Sure. Well, now it's the oppressed peoples of color taking away the privilege of the white capitalist hierarchy. You know, the patriarchy. So this is what privilege is, a Marxist concept. Yeah. Critical race theory, which is all through the churches now. The Southern Baptists have adopted it for their church toolbook for dealing with issues of race. Well, that came from people like Derek Bell, a bona fide Marxist. And it was another way of using race instead of class for revolution. You know, social justice, which is in many churches now, that's just the euphemism for forced redistribution of wealth, socialism.
Right.
You know, global warming is another one. Welcoming refugees from across the border because Jesus was a refugee. Jesus was a socialist. All of these are all of this is Marxism, but they put a bit of a Christian veneer on top and they sell it to millions of Christians as some interpretation of the Bible. It's not, you know, Marx was the opposite of Christianity and this is destroying the churches.
Yeah, Marx came from decadent wealth. And I'm not taking away from that. His family worked hard and they got what they got. But he came from decadent wealth. And then he sat there and said that, you know, anybody who had all that, but he never gave his up. He never shared his wealth. He didn't even share his wealth with his kids. He battled with children at his deathbed trying to hang on to it like he was going to take it with him somewhere. No, and he was an atheist. Insanity.
He was a Satanist more than anything. You know, because Marxism
we're gonna take a break right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Trevor Loudon. Please, please, please go to enemieswithinthechurch.com. Enemieswithinthechurch.com. I just so encourage you to watch this. It's about 2 hours, and it's, you need to know, because look, the only way this stops is if you stop giving money to these kinds of churches. The people who go and support this financially with your tithes and your offerings, that's how they're able to keep doing this. And the only way that's going to stop is if you say no more. I want the gospel. I want the message of the cross of Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to give you money if you're going to continue with your woke social programs. Trevor, talk to me about some of the really dangerous pieces in this. I think one of them was the LGBTQ and how that has infiltrated the church.
Well, yeah, look, you know, the modern LGBTQ movement used to be called the gay rights movement. It was started by a Communist Party member called Harry Hay back in the 1950s. He was a communist till the day he died. He was in radical theories. He was in the North American Man Boy Love Association. Yep. He started the movement. You know, the Gay Liberation Front was named after the Liberation Front of Vietnam, the communist guerrillas. And the leader of it openly talked how it was there to bring down, wasn't about gay marriage, it was to bring down the US government. So what we, you know, the whole movement is run by Marxists. It has heavily infiltrated the church, and it's nothing to do with the rights of a sexual minority of homosexual people. It's all to do about disintegrating families and destroying the male as the head of the household. You know, a friend of mine said the other day, you know, fix the man, you fix the family. Fix the family, you fix the country. Well, the LGBTQ agenda, the radical feminist agenda, all of which are rampant in the churches now, are both Marxist concepts designed to destroy America by destroying the family. And this is now in the churches. You've got gay-friendly churches all over the place. You know, churches who once believed that homosexuality was a sin now relegate it to some special place. You know, it's almost, you know, it's better to be homosexual.
Well, and if they do want to call it, you know, some kind of a sin, that then they want to bring it down. You know, when Paul separated things out in Romans, explaining and bringing some Old Testament forward and so on, one of the things that he did was he separated out sexual sin from the food issues and things of that nature. And he specifically said that the things that you do to the temple are still critically important and bad if there's abuse of the temple. And he said the sexual sin is the worst, because it touches the spirit, the mind, and the body. All three are impacted by sexual sin. And it's not hate to tell someone that what they're doing is destructive to them. But then the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is this, and this, Trevor, you and I talked about this last night. The thing that I believe the church doesn't preach is the finished work at the cross. I talked with a buddy of mine, and he's going to be on Thursday, George Carniel. He and I had a great conversation about this last night as well. George is a former homosexual who practiced in homosexuality for 25 years and has written a book called From Queer to Christ. And we talked about it, and I talked to him about freedom and about freedom in Christ and about how that old man is crucified on the cross with Jesus Christ. And you can have freedom now. And of course, Marxists don't want Christian liberty and Christian freedom. And so the heart of America's freedom, and you talked about this in the film, somebody did, about the Chinese study. Can you talk about that for a minute as we close out?
Yeah, well, the Chinese Communist Party did a study of America over many years. And they want to figure out why America was so much stronger than they were. And first they thought it was our military, but that was wrong. Then they thought it was their economy, but that was wrong. Then they thought it was the political system, but that was wrong. They determined what made America great was its Christian faith. The religion was the backbone of America. And they have been trying to bring it down and destroy it ever since. And now you have pro-Chinese communism, Black Lives Matter, etc., being taught in churches all across America. Chinese communism taught in churches all across America, posing as Christianity.
And here's the thing, folks, to understand relative to this. When you look at the CCP, there are two groups that they really attack in China, and that's the Christians and Falun Gong.
Yeah.
Because of the spirituality of Falun Gong, the purity of their spirituality, and because of the spirituality of Christianity and the purity of Christianity, it is the greatest threat, and they understand that, to Marxism, and they have just about killed it here in America. You've got to see enemies within the church. It's always a remnant, Trevor, and I believe we're part of that remnant. God bless you, my brother. Thanks for being with me. We'll get you back on again soon, and Lord bless you in your travels. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And let me get the right picture up here for my viewing audience. I want to show you my next guest, and I'm very pleased to welcome him to the program. He is the Google Leaks whistleblower, and he has a great website, by the way. It's ZachVorhees.com, V-O-R-H-I-E-S, ZachVorhees.com. Encourage you to pick that up and pick up the book, Google Leaks. It will blow your mind, and I'm very pleased to welcome Zach Voorhees to the program. Zach, welcome. Good to have you back.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Good to be back on your program.
Oh, man. I always enjoy our visits. I know last time we talked about shootings and such, and of course, we had another one, the one that we had down in Uvalde here, and I'm developing some information on that. I've told my audience, I believe this was a cartel hit. The cartel started giving messages in January and February that they were going to start going after Customs and Border Protection family members. And that school, the children in that school, the majority of them were the children of Customs and Border Protection. I know this personally because my son was the manager of the Radio Shack in Uvalde. And lived in a complex, and every time we'd go visit him, there would be just literally a parking lot full of CBP vehicles. Guys that were, there on the overnight and then back to the border in the morning or on their, four on, three off. So, But what I want to talk to you about today is this Google CIA, former CIA, and Pfizer meeting to discuss how they're going to silence, quote unquote, the same information that we put out this morning with Naomi Wolf about what's happening and Dr. Jim Thorpe and what's happening to pregnant women and 1,200 deaths they knew about. Four on the day of the vaccine, 42,000 adverse effects, that the 100 microgram dose was too high of the Moderna. They lowered it in their internal tests, but then released it in full. The thousands of cardio injuries, strokes, hemorrhages, and neuro injuries as well. And then, of course, Tom Renz and his testimony before Ron Johnson was shocking. But, Zach, talk to me about Google's involvement, as you would see it, with the CIA and Pfizer and what they're doing to control information.
Yeah, well, you know, Google owns most of the search market. And so if the globalists want a piece of information to disappear off the internet, the best person to talk to about that is Google themselves. And so this meeting that Google is having with the CIA is part about how to control the information landscape in an upcoming, crisis, which appears to be, you know, monkeypox or maybe COVID-19 2.0. We all know that there is some event, some plot card that's about to be played, and these Bilderberg meetings, in my opinion, are is where such censorship is going to be talked about, discussed, planned, so that they've got a contingency ready to go when the crisis is actually released.
All right. Let's go back into, and we've talked a little bit about this when you've been on before, but for any new audience that might be listening in, talk to me about your impression of the culture. I mean, you've had some pretty strong words to say about what you observed to be the culture and the leadership there at Google. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. What can I say about so the people there are pretty left, right? Like San Francisco's pretty left, but within Google, it was more radical than even San Francisco. And what was really interesting is that in the final 3 years, there was a push by Google to remove Americans and replace them with H-1B visa holders. And right now we've got a situation where a significant portion, I mean, when I was at YouTube, my rough estimate was around 50%, up from 25 in 2016 to 50% in 2019 of the employees are foreigners. I don't know whether they're all H-1B holders because I can't look at each and everyone, but my assumption would be that that would be true. And so you got to ask yourself, what kind of respect are these people going to have for our culture, our constitution, our way of life, and our law when they come from a communist country? And that communist country being, you know, China. And my understanding is that they don't really care that much. You know, they're here to work, they're making a fantastic paycheck, and as soon as they don't comply, they are on a plane back to China. So
right, because of the H-1B visa program and the control that the company can have over them as a result of it. And I assume that many of them are used to this manipulation. So the ones that they accept are the ones that the CCP says, yeah, take this one. This one's okay.
Yeah, exactly. And what's interesting is that when the Facebook Project Veritas whistleblower came out, one of the documents that they released was an HR document saying that Facebook should prioritize the diversity hiring from China and Korea. And so these people, you know, this whole diversity and inclusion is a Trojan horse to replace American workers with Chinese imports and other immigrants, but mainly China, just because it's got 1.4 billion people and they've got some sort of special status where they're able to get a lot of their citizens over to America.
Well, and let's be clear too, as to, because the thing we need to understand, I do a lot of work with people that are Falun Gong. Let's be clear that what we're talking about here too are handpicked individuals by the CCP that are in alignment with the ideologies of the Google and the Facebook relative to their communist, Marxist, leftist leanings. We're not talking about the Chinese people that come over here that have fled the country because of that oppression, trying to escape and embrace our liberty and our freedom, and as Kenny Chu talks about, are being excluded from the Yales and the Harvards, right? Because they don't line up with their ideology. They're not right. Buying into, you know, their nonsense. I just want us to be clear about who it is that they're bringing over and how brainwashed these individuals are. Talk to me about the culture. My wife and I were having a conversation about that last night, and maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought that either you or Ryan, and I thought it was you, Zach, that was saying that your impression of the culture of the leadership of Google was that they are evil people. They are atheistic, evil, and they want to crush Christianity.
You know, they go along with the flow, right? And okay. It's not just that Google wants to crush Christianity, it's that society that's projected by the media wants to crush Christianity.
Okay.
And they go along with it. They are atheists, you know, and they don't celebrate. Like, it's funny. Google will celebrate pretty much every communist hero through their Google tools, but okay. you'll notice that they don't ever celebrate anything involving Christianity.
Nobody like George Washington, right? George Washington was a what do they refer to him as? He was a pseudo monarch that had, you know, racist tendencies or whatever, something along that line.
Right. You talk about George Washington?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the left's, folks, I'm saying the left's view, the truth about Washington, of course, is that, you know, he was a godly man. He rejected the notion of becoming the king of America. He fought. I mean, Washington won the Revolutionary War for us. We would not have a free America were it not for George Washington. And he was selfless. And Christ-centered, and, you know, and believed in freedom and liberty for all. He happened to live in a state where slavery existed, but Washington, that was not Washington's heart. His heart was to abolish slavery. His heart was the equality of all men. And that's why he was a part of the Declaration of Independence and part of the Constitution. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Zach Voorhees, Google Leaks whistleblower, is my guest. When we get back, we're going to talk about, so, you know, if Google owns the internet, how do we interact with this? How do we get the right, you know, not blinders, but how do we get our eyes opened correctly, and how do we see the right way with all of this mix coming?
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Once again, folks, just want to encourage you two things. Please go to the website. Get signed up, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You'll get an audio copy, by the way, of each hour of the program dropped into your mailbox every day. There's some information in there right now from Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt talking about how we helped to break the story on the USAF religious exemption persecution of the commandant there, General Clark. There is also a story in there. There's some things that I shared as well about Chosen Generation Radio and our battle with secular humanism, Islam, and the homosexual agenda. But then also the programming. So you'll get that into your box. And if you would, please consider just $10 a month. $10 a month at paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. $10 a month helps us to stay on the air, and it also helps us to save India, and you can be a part of that, and we ask for your help. All right, Zach Voorhees is my guest, Google Leaks whistleblower. So I know we wanted to talk about, you know, what we can do, but there was something that you said in the break that I wanted to bring back up on air that I thought was, you know, important for us to make sure that people are are aware of. I should have made a note of it. But it had maybe it had to do with manipulation. Do you remember what
about how the founding fathers of a country
yes.
had to be denigrated in
yes.
order to soften it up for a revolution?
Yes, and that was my yes, the revolution. When you said that, because I have been feeling in my heart and in my spirit, and I've said it a couple of times, folks, but I've been feeling very strongly that what the left wants more than anything, what they're prepping for, what they're getting ready for, they think, what they think they can win, they want a revolution. That's my opinion. You're on the inside. You were on the inside at YouTube, by the way. I'm banned there for life. You're on the inside at Google, which is really one and the same. Talk to me about, from your perspective, how big of a push do you think they're making towards some kind of revolution?
I'm pretty certain right now that they're pushing for a revolution. It's also going to be covered up with a collapse. Going to be kind of the same thing, actually. And as Chris Dodd, who is very popular on InfoWars, stated, is that the choice is between just America going into economic collapse or the entire world going into economic collapse. And so what he says is that the financial debt bubble, the printing of money, the use of the dollar as the world's reserve currency, that system got itself a little bit of a life extension with the printing of money that happened during the COVID crisis. But this debt level is unsustainable, and the reign of the U.S. dollar is going to go down with it. And with that crash will be the crash of the American economy, the destruction, the wiping out of many jobs as the system resets, as you've heard, the Great Reset, which is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially right now, big tech is getting ready for this event that's coming. It's coming closer every single day. It gets closer. And, you know, you can see all the different systems get ready for it. And also, you know, there's crazy things like monkeypox,
right,
that Dr. Robert Malone just stated on his podcast that it looks like it was genetically engineered, so it's more violent. So, you know, we've got a lot more fun times ahead as we get closer to this inevitability. And, you know, like, debt is unsustainable if it gets out of hand. You know, there is exponential increase in the money supply. Most of that debt, we owe that debt to a private central banking cartel, which owns the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And
which, by the way, the President of the United States can cancel with the stroke of a pen.
That's right.
I mean, seriously, that can be it, because this was all done with, you know, government contracts and arrangements and so forth. And America, the strike of a pen would eliminate the debt. It would be no more. I mean, that's why they killed. That's why many believe they killed Lincoln. It certainly is why they killed Kennedy. There's quotations of him saying that. I want to throw something else in here real quick for you to, and then you can kind of run with this in future conversations you have with others. But Dr. Judy Mikovits was here on the program. I'm sure you know Dr. Judy. I'm positive you know Dr. Judy. But she's talked about that since 1962, the vaccines, the injections, have been incubated in monkey brains, and so the bacteria, that's what this is. This is the bacteria, and it literally resides. Every person born since 1962 has some of this sitting in your system somewhere, some way. Because you were injected with it, even if it was as a child, and you were like, you know, you didn't know. And so now you're older and you say, no, I haven't had a flu shot in years, and I won't. I'm not taking any more shots. We're done with shots. Mm-hmm. I've got two vax-affected kids. I'm done with shots. But I still have some residue left over in my system, and that's why I take the supplements that I take and the things that I take that are basically blockers to block the ability of any of the virus. But they're injecting it right into you, Zach. They put it right inside of you.
Right. Yeah. And what's really a big problem is these retroviruses. These zoonotic retroviruses, which exist in a whole bunch of animals, they use an enzyme called reverse transcriptase to take their RNA and convert it back into DNA that integrates the host cell. And so, it's like herpes or, Epstein-Barr.
Yeah.
Once you get this virus, you have it for life. And what's also bad is that it appears that this reverse transcriptase, as it integrates virus genome into the host cell, sometimes it also has a tendency to activate ancient viruses that have sort of gone dormant within our genome.
Right.
These are called HERVs, which are human endogenous retroviruses.
Yep.
And it's these vaccines which are triggering these ancient viruses to reawaken. They're not fully formed viruses, but the parts of them are still being expressed. And so the inflammatory parts of these viruses include its capsid cell called HERV-H. This capsid cell goes around, does a bunch of damage, causes neural inflammation, enrages the astrocytes and then the result is that you've got degraded brain activity as the immune system literally starts attacking it. This has been shown as a mechanism of action with ADHD.
Right.
And also more recently,
Parkinson's, ALS, right?
And ALS and multiple sclerosis have been linked to this ancient virus.
Well, and I believe that it's also, from what Dr. Judy's research seemed to indicate, part of this activation is activating the dormant bacterias that were inserted into our system when we got injected with the vaccine that was incubated inside of the monkey's brain. And so so now they figured out a way to activate that inside of you, and it makes you sick. The good news is there's two things, and Jesus is the beginning.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.